8:05 now at News 11:30, and for more analysis on this disaster, we are joined live by Taimi Mulder, a seismologist from the Geological Survey of Canada out of Victoria. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
First question, this was a mega thrust quake that struck Japan last night, correct?
Correct.
What exactly does that mean?
Mega thrust quake is actually, another name is a subduction earthquake. This is when the oceanic plate is diving down under the edge of Japan or any other continental plate, and they stick and slip, and when they slip, they give rise to these very large magnitude 8, magnitude 9 earthquakes. It's the same type of earthquake that hit Sumatra, and it's a similar tectonic situation that we face here on the west coast of British Columbia.
Okay, now this quake is measured, preliminary at least, at 8.9 in magnitude. Is an earthquake this size rare?
They are rare.
Okay, so 8.9. We've always been warned, of course, that we are due for a big one. And as you just mentioned, this is a subduction earthquake that's just happened in Japan. And that's the similar situation that we would face here. Is there a possibility we could see an earthquake of that magnitude here?
That's a very likely possibility. On our coastline, these earthquakes happen every 500 to 800 years. If you dig down the geological record, we've seen tsunami deposits from past large earthquakes. The last earthquake was 500 years ago, so we are now in the time window for another large earthquake. Because these earthquakes are large and rare, they take a very long time for these stresses to build up, hundreds of years. So the error bounds on when these earthquakes might happen are also quite large. So we know now that we're in the time window, and the time window is now until the next 300 years, that it's quite likely this could happen. So there's a possibility it could happen in our lifetimes. There's a possibility it will happen substantially further into the future. As you can see from Japan, there's no saying that it couldn't happen tomorrow.
Now, okay, we have in recent years, okay, you mentioned Indonesia, Sumatra, Banda Aceh, the recent earthquake in Christchurch, New Zealand. China also had a pretty strong trembler this week, and now this in Japan. We should really be paying attention to all of this because we are on this Pacific Ring of Fire.
This is correct.
I mean, we ask this question every time, you know, is this a wake-up call for people here? They are obviously prepared for a big quake in Japan. They live with the fear all the time. What can we do?
I think we can run exercises to prepare ourselves, prepare for evacuating, prepare to go to higher ground, know where to go to, and use events like this to run an exercise where people actually physically practice these things. Our coastal areas, for example, right now, you can drive along the waterfront. I see ships docked in harbor. These ships probably in these sorts of situations should, you know, this isn't my expertise and not my call, but they probably should be out at sea or at least not in the harbor. And many things like this. You know, we've seen the news clips from Japan and those stunning aerial views of the tsunami coming in. I mean, we need to practice to evacuate for that kind of situation.
All right. Thank you very much. Taimi Mulder, a seismologist with the Geological Survey of Canada, working out of Victoria, joining us this morning.